And
okay. Do you always listen to the lessons later on?
Let's see, the ones that came through with the newsletter or the ones that you assigned 2 weeks ago?
No. This one, the lessons we take, you record it, the audio.
Oh, there have been times that I needed to go back and review something.
Exactly, very good. That's good.
Oh, yeah, because I don't want to miss a thing.
A ver, let's do one thing here.
Okay.
To get to the rhythm properly, we'll do one thing. We have this new music here, the Rio Ancho, 3 videos, and I would like you to learn the chords are E minor, K minor, D, G, C, and B7. This.
Okay, am I supposed to sing something someplace in here? I got so many windows open, it's incredible. Maybe that. Okay. Message. Okay, E minor, A minor, D, G. Yeah, well, those are the ones I've been working on. Yeah.
And A minor. So, I don't know if I can tell you to try to play the chord in the mid one. So, it means we do 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. So the precision is that we have this 4 beats in mind, okay. And the distance between one note and another should be exactly symmetrical in order to get that accuracy, because later we will do first we do left hand, what we're just doing, and then we will put right hand into motion and then coordinate both hands together, and then we are there. Okay, look.
So simple. So simple.
Sounds simple, yeah. Yes. Look. Click the video number 4.
Video number 4. Is there a video?
And then click the upper left upper part of the video, of the frame of the video, to go to YouTube.
Okay. Level 3, huh?
Level 3 is what I want you to approach. Yes, because
let's start playing.
If we do level 3 properly, then it means to have really a well rhythm, acquainted with rhythm.
Well, that's what I'm here for. It's been a problem all my life is counting and rhythm and all of that. Okay, so I'll go ahead and listen to this.
Sure, we know.
Put example 1, and play the first chord in the mid one, like what we did.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3
Thank you.
Sent me last time?
It should be Rio Ancho.
Yeah, it looks something like this.
Let me see.
Can you see that?
Yes, exactly. Okay, now let's go to the third last line.
Yeah, the theme.
The theme.
Yeah, well, I've been practicing that,
that
this week, you know.
Wait, first phrase. Good.
Let me make sure I'm looking at that right. Okay, so we are at... And we have a bass on that. See, it says it's a little flat. My machine says flat. Oh, this is very sharp.
Turn it down. Forget with the machine. You can turn it like that. Just by ear.
Okay. Well, by Ruben's ear, not my ear. Is why are you not using the second string, a second finger on the first string?
Yes, you do. 3, 4, legato, pull up, 4.
Okay, 3. One. But the legato with the first finger, not the third, the second. But the, I mean, no.
Whenever we play finger 10th fret here, finger is 4. And then 8, finger is 1. It says that on the paper. If you see it here.
Yeah. That's the way it's supposed to be. It's not supposed to be this way.
No, it should be with the finger 1.
Okay, because then I have to move my finger 1 up here. It doesn't seem logical. I thought we wanted to match our fingers with the frets.
Yeah, if you do with finger 2, then we have two frets. It's a bit weird, this positioning. Look, you do this. 3, 4, 1, 4, 1.
It just seems this extra hand motion when we do that.
All right. Play the finger in that you feel comfortable.
Well, I've been practicing it with 2 is the thing. I've been practicing for the last 2 weeks on that.
Okay, that's good with the finger 2 if it sounds good. Let's see. That's a problem that there is not much strength in this pull-up. I need this to sound like this.
Thank you. one that bothers me is going.
If I do the pull off with finger one and four, look what's happened.
Yeah.
I got a lot of room to play louder. Yes. That's easier, you see?
Okay, well, yeah, and it's more comfortable. It is more comfortable with that, but it's just that then you have to move your finger to the other fret.
Yeah, so well, fingers going back are and supposed forth, to move with the piece of all the fretboard. That's not the problem.
Okay, all right.
You look. It's just because our basic fret here is 7th fret, not 8th, but say most of the time the finger one is around 7th fret.
Mm-hmm.
As a guide, so first phrase has two notes, then the third, second has one.
Okay, then. Okay, just to make a little more trouble, then why aren't we using the pull off on the third finger where we have a lot more strength?
Because with which finger you suggest to play the note on the 10th fret, second string?
For me, I have much more strength in my ring finger.
No, that's okay. But what I mean is, if you do only if you do two instead of three
mm-hmm.
on the first note, and then you play with finger three.
To do it the way it's written, but I'm gonna have to unlearn one way and then go.
Try two and three here as you did. You will do it with finger three, that's okay.
Supposed to be a hammer.
This will be note, so 7, 7, 10, hammer on.
Ta 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 ta
pretty good. Example two.
Okay, five.
And then we can try slow.
Example two?
Yes.
One, two, three, four, 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 one,
Okay, so, and we do it interactive, so when you're playing the melody, I play the chords. When
exactly.
You play the chords, I play the melody. And
we
try to end up in the same place.
We did with the rhythm. With the...
Now, what rhythm do we use?
The strumming same that we use in the Dicotico.
Just on one.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, like that. Okay? So practice the strumming, and next time we will do both together, the left hand with the chord and the strumming, and see how it's going in the melody as well.
Okay. On this one that I just played, on number 5.
On number 5, I give you this trio, 4, 5, and 6. Check it all out.
Okay.
Okay, Bruce.
See you next time.
Thank you, my dear.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye.
I see you next time.